Welcome to Moray's podcast series, Speaking of Changing Legal, where we discuss the leading trends and innovations reshaping the way legal work is done. This episode features Robin Snosdell and Murtuza Vora as our hosts for today's topic. They talk about how generative AI's transformative power and insights are revolutionizing legal spend management.
Hey, Murtuza, how are you doing today?
Couldn't be better, Robin. Excited to do this again with you on a different topic.
Yeah, things are moving rapidly out there. So this Gen AI stuff is really sweeping the legal industry. It's hard to keep up with, you know, the number of use cases that are out there and the number of, you know, places that it impacts. You know, are you kind of surprised about how prevalent it's becoming so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the maturity is definitely improving, right? I mean, last year we were still talking about security frameworks and is my data going to be exposed to the internet? The concerns were different, right? I mean, it was new. The technology was still sort of like in its early phase, and now you could see that progression. And I think, you know, I mean, if you, it's the adoption is going to be parabolic. I mean, we're seeing that. We have passed the mundane conversations that we had last year, and now it's, well, the important conversations, but yet now we are actually action oriented. You know, things that we could do with the use cases that we've identified, right?
Yeah, I didn't tell you the other day. I was speaking to a law firm CIO, pretty big law firm, and he told me that, you know, once they adopted the Gen AI approach, they hired 8 people to work heads down developing use cases for every single practice area in the law firm. Which I, you know, didn't surprise me, but it sure as heck was a long way from where we were, you know, this time last year.
I mean, what's happening? I mean, I'm not surprised, quite frankly. What's happening now is we are starting off with one use case, and it's then the client is asking questions. Well, can you do this? This is a pain point for us, and the tech stack that we have, it's not quite working how it's supposed to, and that's yielding more thought-provoked use cases. Yeah, I mean, and both CIOs, you know, I mean, they're looking at operational efficiency. You know, how can they use this tech to get better services? How can they maintain the competitive advantage? Legal is looking at the same technology in terms of, you know, how to hold the law firms more accountable for the work that they're delivering. So, I mean, you know, that's essentially what we are trying to do, you know, to have a new normal and then get both parties aligned on this paradigm shift that we are seeing right in front of our eyes.
Right. You know, the comment that stuck out to me from this CIO was, interestingly enough, the only thing that was going to slow them down was the revenue model of the law firm, which, is obviously a change management exercise. But I know that you've been kind of working with a couple of our clients on some very interesting use cases, one of which, of course, is spend management. I know that there's a lot of incredible benefits that are coming from it. You want to give me an update?
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of engagements were, one was completely off the left field. I mean, if you think about it, from where we started the conversation to what, you know, how it evolved, what was a spend management exercise became a, I hate the reporting engine that I use to report my data, and can your generative AI replace my analytics engine? So what we ended up building is really what Gen AI is now evolving into is agentic AI. So what we did was we built an AI agent that sat on top of the client data warehouse. And essentially, instead of, you know, having these canned reports or pre-configured reports or reports that have to be customized, you could ask questions using that agent or to the agent in natural language and then get a response back. And you could tailor the response, just like, you know, if you're using ChatGPT, you know, you get a response. And if you don't like the response, you know, you give additional prompting and until you're satisfied with what you're really looking for. Same thing, except for it's a private containerized view of your data. So you're asking questions about your data. You know, show me the spend. You know, show me where majority of my spend is. You know, how do these law firms compare against each other working on similar cases? Things of that nature. You can do a lot of trend analysis. You could figure out patterns that you otherwise wouldn't. Just because Gen AI can scale so easily, it can look at tens of years of data altogether and then you know, it can give you rapid responses back without sort of like a clock ticking, you know, in so many of the systems that we've seen that you're waiting for this response, you know, for 10 minutes, 15 minutes before it shows you something back on the screen. Now, this is pretty instantaneous. I mean, that's one example. The other example is, you know, working with an insurance company, and they're looking at ways to make their panel films more accountable and also do a panel refresh. So, yeah, I mean, so we are looking at spend in a very different way. It's not quantitative. It's really qualitative. How is the law firm handling the case? What is the life cycle? What methodology are they following? What timepieces are they using? Is there task proportionality? So, I mean, these are the things that, you know, traditional ELM systems or any bill review service is not providing. So that's what's challenging about this. So taking this technology and actually implementing it to do qualitative review like that, it's just completely, you know, I mean, we are blown away with the results that we are seeing. I mean, quite frankly, Robin,
right.
I've told you offline about this, you know, I mean, in certain cases, even for mature companies, you know, we're looking at 30, 40, 50% in reduction. We have many things, right? And panel refresh is one of the things. The other thing is, you know, we are finding these blind spots that ELM systems are not, you know, not programmed to do just because, you know, they don't have the context. So we are using Gen AI to develop the context, think like how humans would think, and then essentially challenge, you know, the current normal.
Yeah. So let's break this down a little bit. That first client, we were making, you know, like you said, they were not happy with their reporting capabilities, which there are so many clients out there, you know, law department, compliance functions, law firms that we work with that are all unhappy with their reporting capabilities. So what we did, it sounds like, is we utilized generative AI in an agent or a use case to make that data more accessible to just the average Joe user, not somebody who was technical necessarily, but somebody who just was grazing through the content.
And nothing to maintain, Robin. I mean, nobody to contact, just ask a question, you get an answer.
Right.
And you could drill down. You could drill down, you could ask many succeeding questions until you get exactly to the data point that you're looking at. Plus, I think what's intuitive about this is just it's like, you know, us talking, two humans talking. It's essentially, you know, having a conversation with the agent, and
yeah,
it can guide you. It can recommend certain things, and it can also prompt you back saying, would you like to look into this based on your line of reasoning? So it's super intuitive.
Yeah. So that's a, you know, a different experience to the users, the humans that are actually looking at the data. So that's sort of one strength that generative AI brings to the table. As we dug deeper with our additional clients, we're seeing, as you mentioned, this qualitative review of invoices and or of legal spend. And I think that, you know, some of the things that we've been talking about recently are actually kind of mind-boggling. You know, the capability of being able to review, let's say, one line item and put that line item in multiple contexts using the generative AI is incredibly powerful. And like, you know, what we've done with things like clustering and breaking down the phases of different matters and different disputes. Tell us kind of a little bit more where that's leading.
Yeah, I mean, for this insurance company, for instance, Robin, when the invoice comes in, it comes in with narratives. And then usually what happens in ELM systems or traditional systems is that, you know, there are rules that are enforcing the outside counsel billing guidelines. But the rules are the expense cannot be charged, or a timekeeper cannot bill more than 8 hours. I mean, they're all quantitative based rules that are enforced. What about block billing when they have like five different things that they did and they just put in all in narrative without really providing the breakdown? What about making an assessment if the right person or if the right timekeeper was assigned to complete that task? How does that task that, you know, that the timekeeper did was appropriate in terms of the amount of effort that was captured on the line item, was it the right amount? Was that effort justified? I mean, things like these are generally opinions that, you know, attorneys and senior counsel and they eyeball, and based on the experience of working with the law firms, you know, for tens of years or number of years, they start to get an idea, you know, how the law firm operates. But to a generative AI, you feed all the data. In this instance, you know, we fed all the claims data to figure out, you know, to gather the context, you know, how the claims were handled, you know, what the life cycle looked like, what was the phase segmentation, how much time was spent by what timekeepers, you know, across the different phases of the claim until it was settled or until it was litigated. I mean, all of this analysis was done. And, you know, we went through multiple iterations and calibrations where the taxonomy was a particular thing, and then it evolved because we found other data points that didn't fit in the taxonomy. So, you know, it was sort of like the fine-tuning exercise until we hit the right taxonomy and then the right phases, so that when a claim, you know, when an invoice comes in against a particular matter, we can put it in the right cluster of information that now we've segmented. So instead of, you know, this large data set, you know, with tens and thousands of records, or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of records, you can now look at a very specific set that is more aligned to the invoice that came in, you know, that law firm, you know, worked upon. So long story short, we are able to do claim cluster analysis and form an opinion about the work that law firm is delivering via the timekeepers that they've assigned. And whether, is it the right timekeeper? Whether, you know, was it the right amount? You know, it's sort of like, you know, giving you a playbook. So if you're on the corporate legal department side, you have a playbook. You know exactly how this case is going to span. And then, you know, you can hand over that playbook. You know, you can dictate terms with the law firms now because, you know, you now have that data. Based on, you know, how law firms have, you know, provided the service in the past. So you can you can zoom in into how things were done over the years. And now you have a playbook, and now your starting point for the law firm is completely different than just engaging them on a case.
Sure. This is an example of how we're using the technology to go through steps that the humans should be going through, but probably, well, not probably, 99% are not going through because, number one, you know, they don't have access to the data points, probably. They don't have the visibility and, you know, outside of, like, you know, a line item on an invoice. And because of that, they don't have those contexts, and then therefore can't make the decisions, you know, that they should be making. It's like we're using the generative AI and the agent itself to do work that the humans should be doing, but are not doing. And because of that, we're becoming better decision makers, where we're actually influencing the way the law firms behave. We're influencing the strategy behind, you know, dispute resolution. I mean, there's a whole ton of things here, quantifiable and probably not quantifiable or impossible to quantify, that is being impacted by it.
I mean, it's taking a ton of unstructured data and then creating a structured and converting it into a structured data, really. So when you have a bunch of unstructured data, which is now structured, you inherently are providing that capacity of using that structured data to give you better outcomes. So that's what we are seeing. I mean, Robin, you know, I mean, both engagements are very successful. The client started with some hesitation, but they were pro generative AI because, you know, they did their due diligence about, you know, the security concerns that they had. And also, you know, the fact that, you know, Gen AI, it's been what, like a 2-year journey? I mean, this July, it's going to be 2 years since everyone started talking about, or at least, you know, I mean, we started seriously looking into it. It's been a good 2 years coming this July. So I think both clients are blown away by what they're seeing in terms of outcomes. And I think, you know, they could easily see what law firms are outliers, you know, who the egregious billers are. And I think they are
Who's making the mistakes?
who are making the mistakes? And I mean, the corporate legal department, the attorney sitting on the corporate legal side and the law firm, the attorney sitting on the law firm side, they have this relationship. And it's a trusted relationship for over the years, right? So, I mean, you and I, we've spoken this offline. How do we, like, how do they challenge each other now? You know, I mean, this working relationship that they have for a number of years, the trust, right? But now they're finding that some of that trust, you know, was misused. And here's the data. So now, you know, the clients are tasked with, well, do I need a panel refresh? Do I need to, you know, just kick out, you know, some of the panels that have been taking advantage of the relationship and just keep the ones that are highly efficient, that are doing a fantastic job for them? Or, you know, I mean, how do you make them even more efficient? So,
I mean, ultimately it's a relationship, but that relationship has to be built on trust. It's just, this type of agent has the ability of really shining the light and, you know, discovering, you know, what the firms are actually doing. You know, big picture, we're rapidly going down the rabbit hole with legal spend. And each time, you know, we're approached by a new client, I think that we're finding more and more avenues to explore in terms of, you know, how to evaluate the work of the legal service provider. My prediction is as corporates and corporate legal departments get better at reviewing their legal spend, the law firms are going to have to keep catch up. So they're going to have to do a much better job of preparing their invoices, preparing the work product that is actually being, that they're working on. And I mean, the billing process is terrible on both sides. So, you know, generative AI could actually help the law firms through, you know, the gauntlet of rules that they have to follow and in preparing invoices for billing purposes, don't you think?
I mean, I couldn't agree more. Well, you know, law firms that do not use generative AI to drive the operational efficiency internally, they're going to be left behind. They'll be forced out of the panels if they don't innovate, if they don't adapt to this changing paradigm. It's just, if they don't shift their mentality, I mean, they'll struggle to maintain their revenue base. They'll struggle to, you know, be on the corporate legal department panel. And on the corporate legal, you know, side, there's this constant, you know, pressure about spend, shrinking budgets, do more with less. So this sort of like it's a bright spot for the corporate legal department. Like, I mean, they're adopting it and really quickly now. I mean, it's really, they see the benefits of where this is taking. And I think, you know, the number of projects that, you know, that we've done, either proof concepts or pilots, or because obviously those clients, you know, wanted to see and how it works before they actually, you know, went full deployment. So having gone through this exercise, I mean, you know, quite frankly, even we are blown away with what our expectations were. So I think, you know, this year is going to be formative in terms of how clients and law firms, how corporate legal departments and law firms are going to accelerate into building use cases that are identified, you know, and they will solve very specific pain points for them. Spend is obviously, you know, a low hanging fruit for the corporate legal department and law firms alike. I mean, that's essentially where, you know, both parties are intersecting in this, you know, providing the service and consuming the service. So I personally can't be more optimistic about how this is going to evolve and what next year is going to look like. I mean, sure. This is the internet. I mean, do you remember the 95 to 2000, you know, when,
oh, yeah,
you know, we had emails and what happened in 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same thing over again. Well, so, I mean, kind of where we are this time last year, we were talking about generative AI. We saw kind of the potential for it. Now we're in second, third, sort of fourth iterations of utilizing it for different use cases, legal spend, of course, being one critical area, but it's going to likely impact a number of, you know, variety of areas within legal. It's going to be exciting to watch. So more to come.
Yeah, I mean, more to come. And Robin, you and I, we've been working on this together. So if you're using a bill review service today, right, it's, or if you are using an ELM platform or a combination of an ELM platform with a bill review service, and you're struggling with, well, how is generative AI going to help me? I'm in a pretty mature state already. If I want to, you know, maybe generative AI will save me a few bucks. Well, no, you're mistaken. So, you know, come talk to us. Writing a series of reports, which is published on LinkedIn, it talks about the traditional approach of electronic or the traditional approach of billing or spend management versus Gen AI powered spend management. What are the facets that are completely different? So I'm writing a series of articles which will give you further insights into it. So, you know, be sure to, you know, click those links and, you know, go through. Those are quick reads. But it'll give you more insights in terms of, you know, where you are today. If you're struggling to figure out, you know, how generative AI fits in within your current tech stack, it gives you some more material to take it back to your general counsel and create a business case of why you should be moving towards generative AI, both for bill review and also, you know, plug in into your ELM or your existing tech stack to power these additional savings that you're not taking advantage of today.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thanks, Matuza. Good chatting. Wanted to remind the listeners to this podcast to subscribe to the podcast and contact Murray for a tailored demonstration of Murray Spend Insights. And thanks to the listeners who tuned in today.
Yeah, I mean, thank you all. And if you have any feedback, if you'd like to hear on certain topics, you know, how generative AI could potentially impact your use case, and if you want to hear about this, you know, I mean, please leave us feedback. Yes, and please subscribe, and you know, we're excited to bring on the next topic. Thank you all.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.